USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A gunman opened fire as hundreds of people stood outside after a high school graduation ceremony yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, killing two unidentified people and wounding five. One of those killed had just graduated. It happened around Richmond's Monroe Park. Other people were hurt as they tried to escape the gunfire, including a 9-year-old girl who was hit by a car with non-life-threatening injuries. Richmond Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual.
A pair of GOP heavyweights are jumping into the 2024 presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his candidacy during a town hall event in New Hampshire last night. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy tonight in Iowa. Ukraine is accusing Russia forces of blowing up a dam in Russian-controlled area of the front lines of the war, threatening hundreds of thousands of people across the region and potentially endangering Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Correspondent Alex Crawford in Ukraine.
We are talking about 18 cubic kilometers of water which has been unleashed, and the floodwaters have been washing down slowly but surely, swallowing up about 100 villages and towns, including Kherson City, the capital of Kherson region.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, he met with the Saudi Crown Prince to discuss joint efforts to combat terrorism and expand economic cooperation. The meeting comes amid rising tensions after Saudi Arabia said it will cut oil production that will hurt American consumers. USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
Poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Canadian wildfires are causing air quality alerts as smoke hits the United States. Regions of New York have been placed under an air quality advisory. Northeast Pennsylvania and southern New England also reported air quality issues. Survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack are outraged about the PGA Tour merging with Saudi-backed 54 Golf, sometimes known as LIV Golf. 9/11 Families United say it's shocked and deeply offended by the PGA's merger with the 54. LIV is actually Roman numerals for the number 54, as each golf tournament will have 54 holes, 18 fewer than a typical PGA event. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there are plenty of both.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.